It's Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. Doctors are learning more about how COVID-19 affects a person's body, and they are finding that it is more than just a respiratory disease. It can damage the kidneys, heart, brain, and blood vessels. Doctors are also reassessing how to treat it. Blood thinners are being used to treat blood clots, and genetics could also play a role in how it affects you. Lenny Bernstein, health and medicine reporter at the Washington Post, joins us for all the ways that the coronavirus attacks the body. Thanks for joining us, Lenny.
Thanks for having me back.
I wanted to talk about COVID-19 and how it affects the body. We're learning a little bit more a few months in after fighting this. In the initial days of the outbreak, a lot of the efforts that we were focusing on to help treat this was focused on the lungs. COVID-19 was affecting both the upper and lower respiratory tracts. But we're finding out that COVID-19 affects the entire body in a lot of cases. There's damage to kidneys, the heart, brain. COVID toes is a thing. There's like some rash that develops on people's feet. Lenny, tell us a little bit about what we're learning now, a few months in.
What doctors and researchers thought was going to be primarily a respiratory disease and that they geared up to treat as a respiratory disease has turned into something that is much more widespread when it hits different people. That is, it hits different people in different ways. So, for example, one of the first things they saw that had nothing to do with the lungs was people coming into the hospital before they were even in intensive care having damage to their kidneys. And then people who got even sicker than that were requiring dialysis. That has nothing to do with the lungs. They are seeing blood clots that break off from the legs and occur in other parts of the body, then travel to the heart and cause heart attacks. So they have a virus on their hands. We have a virus on our hands that is much more difficult to cope with than just the respiratory type of virus we saw with SARS or MERS. It's much more severe than that, and it's much more of a challenge than that.
And what we've talked about before, they think it's a combination of two main things. We've talked about the overreaction of the immune system or the cytokine storm. But the other thing that they really are kind of seeing a lot more now is it causes a lot of damage to blood vessels. And the damage to the blood vessels is kind of what loosely leads to all of these other problems that we're talking about now. But talk a little bit about the blood vessel damage that happens.
Without getting too technical, the virus attaches to cells through a receptor called ACE2. And it seems to particularly target the endothelial cells on the inside lining of blood vessels. As you can imagine, they're everywhere, all throughout your body. And if the virus finds those receptors and targets those blood vessels, it in some ways doesn't matter where they're located. As long as the virus can find a home and can do its damage, it's going to do so. Now, these ACE2 receptors are very plentiful in organs in the lungs, in the intestines, even in the kidneys. So when the virus targets these blood vessels and attaches through these receptors, it can do damage all across the body.
And how has the treatment changed? How doctors respond to this? As we've been talking about, early on, we thought it was going to be a primarily respiratory disease affecting the lungs. That's why there was such a huge call for ventilators. Everybody needs ventilators. We need tons of ventilators in case the oxygen levels drop really low in people and they need help breathing. And that's kind of changed now. And because there is this focus on blood vessels and things like that, they're saying that blood thinners might help out in some of these areas.
In response to the coagulating blood, to the clotting blood that this virus causes, there is an increased use of blood thinners in hospitals across the United States. There's also this phenomenon, and this is respiratory, that people come in with a silent hypoxia, which means that the oxygen level in their blood is incredibly low, at sometimes down near levels that would normally cause unconsciousness or death. But they're still talking. They're still actually conscious and upright. Doctors have become increasingly aware that people who are functioning and still seem to be okay with sort of minimal symptoms actually have very low oxygen levels in their blood. So they're becoming much more adept at checking that quickly and intervening quickly. With the kidneys, unfortunately, as we mentioned earlier, so many people require dialysis that in one hospital, they ran short of the material, the equipment, and the fluids that they need to do dialysis. And in another one, they had so many people who were requiring it for 24 hours a day that they had to ration the time on those machines. So this is a virus that requires a lot of ingenuity on the part of the healthcare providers.
So where this virus first began as a respiratory virus, they think it's killing as a cardiovascular virus. What's the hypothesis on why there's such a range of effects on different people? I've been reading that they just think it could be genetics. Just everybody is a little different, and that's why people are all affected a different way.
This is one of those questions that's going to take years to sort out. Could be genetics, right? Could just be my makeup's different from your makeup. When the virus hits, it affects me somewhat differently than it does you. Could be our underlying comorbidities. You have one kind of illness that you've been living with all your life, and I have a different kind of illness that I've been living with all my life. Could be our age. Could be how much virus we got, under what conditions we got the virus. They just don't know. And if you think about it, this is a six-month pandemic. We're in the early innings of this ball game. Normally, you make conclusions like this after years, sometimes decades of research. And we're not going to know until that research occurs, even if it occurs faster than it normally does.
Lenny Bernstein, health and medicine reporter at the Washington Post. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Anytime.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.